Without Christ in our lives, we are like once beautiful stars which are no longer part of the sky, eclipsed by the movement of time and a world which doesn't care. Without Christ in our lives, it's as if we are repeatedly slapped down by the violence of circumstance, and there, left bleeding in a sad, lonely place, we are trying desperately to get a little recognition to validate us in hopes someone will hear. It's like trying to catch the tail of a comet. Without Christ in our lives, we are left as only an image with no reflection. No longer a light, glimmering like a beacon of hope in the dark, but only a weightless inkling, a faint shadow lost in lightless gloom. We need a cornerstone in our lives, without which we are part of a crooked building whose walls tip, sag, and lean, out of plumb and out of level from its beginning, destined to collapse under the weight of its own wrongness.
Crooked walls, crooked collapse under the wrongness of wrongness.
We need right definitions for words like prosperity and peace, by which only come from the standard of the cornerstone, the keystone, and the champion, Jesus Christ, the Lord God, from whom all blessings flow. We can all think a lot of thoughts and walk a lot of paths and pavements between sunup and sundown. There's a whole lot of thinking going on. For many of us who remember the God moments of our lives, in those moments, memory once again becomes reality. And for those of us who have come home and rejoined the stars in the sky, our resolve to continue our relentless pursuit of Jesus can instantly be as clear as stars on a warm summer night.
Clear as stars.
Without Christ, life is built on the fading and passing away. God invented the idea of a corner and the nail. Had he not created the concept of a corner, all lines would just run into the distance, unswerving. Had he not created the idea of a nail, our hopes and dreams would find no purchase to grip to and remain. On Calvary's hill, the blood of Jesus ran into every corner of the cross, and with each nail in his limbs, our salvation was made possible. The corners were small, but they gave us something to brace against, and the nails, the littles that held much, paved the road for us to come home. God, in his wisdom and kindness, saw that mankind needed the idea of a corner to brace against, and that of a nail, the little which holds much. His being our cornerstone means those who are the fallen sparks can come home and be part of the sky again. We can stop and breathe and smell and listen again, all in the presence of the Lord who makes all things new, as spoken of in Revelation 21:5. The cornerstone says to write his words down because they are trustworthy and true. And to write them down doesn't mean we jot them out on a scrap of paper to come back at some imaginary time in the future and ponder them. It means to think on these things, study what is trustworthy and true to understand, and get the words of our keystone and champion down in our heart and head. Upon becoming part of the sky again, our feet are settled on stone, squared by the standard, made plumb and level by one who is higher than ourselves. We stand no longer on shifting sands of wishful thinking, no longer swept away by some distant laughing ghost of a fading dream without God.